Hello, pets. Zita here, and I smell a bandwagon. I really enjoyed doing one of these the last time I did it, so I'm going to do another one. Questionnaire. This one is Rogue Bunny, being somewhat nosy, but that's fine. Don't mind a little bit of nosiness. And I will answer these the way I can, and I will play Minecraft as I do it, because I always do that, but also because I have a video rendering or exporting, whatever the phrase is, and it's going to take a while, so I can't really use my computer for anything else right now. So yeah, okay, so I'm gonna put the questions where I can see them, which is right there. And now we'll get started. So, question number one. What is your favourite holiday and why? I don't really have a... Darn it, I missed it. I don't really have a favourite holiday. I suppose holiday I like more than others, I guess, is the closest I'll get to favourite. And... I guess it's going to be Christmas, which, feels like a cop-out, but I'll explain this to you, okay? I spent a long, long, long time truly hating Christmas, just because of how commercial it is, and how the focus has become so much about physical things and wanting things and getting things, and that used to really bug me. But then I had children, and I guess because they're at that age, it's still about getting things and wanting things and having things, but actually it's the only time of year that their level of excitement is so much that I can feel it too. So yeah, that's accurate. So my favorite holiday, I suppose, is Christmas, because it's a chance for me to just feed off and live from the sheer excitement and joy from young people around me. I mean, there's a lot of young people around me these days. I suppose I'm at that age where everybody starts having children, so there's a lot of children in my life, and there's something so beautiful and wholesome and genuine about the joy a child feels at Christmas time, and you can't beat that. You really can't. So that would be my reason. Number two, if you could live in any cinematic TV or anime universe, what would it be? I had an answer to this and I've forgotten it. I've heard some really cool answers as well. Somebody said the One Punch universe. Somebody said Macross. I was like, oh, dang, those are great. But now I'm not sure. I like the idea of living in the Gundam universe, but only if I get to pilot a Gundam. If I'm just a civilian, that would be boring as hell, and I'm not into that. So I want to pilot a giant mech. That would be cool. Failing that, I guess, the Devry universe. World? It feels weird calling it a universe because it's from a book. Oh, does this still count if it's from a book? Sorry, I'm telling you anyway. There's the Devry series written by Catherine Kerr, and I really like her world building and the way she's built this kind of European-esque traditional fantasy world with hints of other bits and pieces. I think that's quite cool. And there's magic and elves that kind of look like cats. So I'd totally live there. That would be cool. Question number three. What's your favourite audio tag to perform / write? Favourite tag to perform, and you don't see it a lot, but I'm doing more of it these days, is drama. I like meat and grit and kind of angst. Anything that gives me a chance to kind of flex the acting chops. So yeah, drama is a good one for that. Insofar as writing, I haven't released any of my script writing for a long time. I've mostly done it for me. But the most common tag, I suppose, in the stuff I've written for myself for a while is either rough or bondage. Yeah, rough or bondage comes up most in what I've written lately. Question number four. When it's really, 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 that's quite cold outside, what is your favourite meal to eat to warm up? Does tea count? Because I don't really eat to warm up. I eat because I like food. But to warm up, I will go and get a drink, and it's usually tea. If I'm stupidly cold, the way this question implies, it will actually be like a latte sort of tea, something milky. So maybe, ooh, I just got a puffer fish and it went over my head. Dang it! I wanted that. what was I saying? Yeah, something milky. So like a Horlicks or an Ovaltine or a latte, just something that has milk in, because for some reason, hot milk is quite nice, so long as it doesn't taste like hot milk. let's see. Question number five. Can you do a handstand? Not anymore. Oh, man. All that gymnastics crap I did when I was younger, and I did a lot of it. I shit you not. Cartwheels and flipping handstands, headstands, springs, tucks and rolls. I did all of that stuff. And now my fear of death is too high. I can't do that anymore. Question number six. Do you type using the home keys or no? Yeah, I do. I'm a classically trained touch typist, which every time I say it sounds really pretentious, but it's true. I was taught to touch type in school, and one of the things that you absolutely need for that is your home keys. But the problem with touch typing is, because of the way I was taught and the way touch typing is traditionally used, I don't know where the keys are unless I'm using the home keys, because by this point it's muscle memory, you know. So I know if I want Q, then it's my left pinky, you know. If I want M, it's sometimes my thumb. It shouldn't be my thumb. I used to get told off for that. Or my right index finger. You know, it's muscle memory. I do not know where the letters are because of how I was trained. But touch typing, I believe, was traditionally for letter taking and for copying. So you wouldn't be looking at the keyboard or your screen. You'd be looking at what you were copying. So the way I was taught was to see a letter, move a finger. See a letter, move a finger. And now I have to visualize a letter and see a finger, because I don't tend to be copying things. I tend to be just writing stuff off the top of my head. Longest answer ever for the simplest question. Yes, I type using the home keys. Jeez. Question number seven. What's a skill you really want to learn? Oh, God. Playing piano. Or keyboard, or that type of string instrument. I bought myself a keyboard for my birthday, and I can read very basic music now. And so long as it's basic, I can get my left hand and my right hand picking out the notes I need to pick to hold a tune. But one of my biggest dreams has been able to play Hungarian Rhapsody, which is a stunning piece of music, by the way. It's fucking gorgeous. And that's what I want to be able to play on the piano. So if I ever manage to get to that stage, then that's a major tick off my bucket list. What's your favourite type of weather? Clear, sunny, but cool. I don't want it to be hot because hot sucks. But I like that kind of weather where it's nice and bright and you can go out for a nice brisk walk, but you don't sweat to death. You know, your own body heat generated from the brisk walk is enough to keep you warm. And if you stop, you might feel a bit chilly. That's very, very specific, but that's where we are. Number nine, what was your favorite game to play as a kid? Right. I used to make stuff up a lot. So we had stuff like Monopoly and Game of Life, I suppose, and jigsaw puzzles, the kind of stuff that I've now kind of stepped up from. So I'll play Catan, or I'll play Mystic Veil, or I'll play, the one with the spaceships, Cosmic Encounter, you know. But when I was a lot younger, I used to make stuff up. And the thing that I remember strongest was me and my siblings. we made up a radio show. And what we used to do was get the big Ghetto Blaster cassette recording thing and just slap record on it and just talk at it for hours and hours, but it was our own radio show. Do you know what? That's actually quite funny now that I think about it. Speaking to Mike is something I've done for years and years and years. I shouldn't be surprised that I've ended up in this kind of job. And that was the most fun, because what we used to do was make up our own stories, host the radio show like people we would hear on whatever our parents were listening to, which was probably something on AM Wave, because sports. But yeah, that's what we used to do. And that was like the best game ever. We were weird kids. Anyway. Number 10, waffles or pancakes? Yes. Next. Number 11, summer or winter? No. Next. I'm kidding. 10, probably waffles. I mean, I can cook pancakes whenever I like. Waffles feel like more of a treat because it's not something I cook myself. So if I'm having waffles, I know I'm having something pretty damn decadent. And 11, I don't like too much heat and I don't like too much cold. And given that the UK is weirdly positioned to get all the weather at once in the space of an hour, it's really, really difficult. But I prefer mid-range. So I really like spring, because spring is where I get the sort of weather I was talking about in question 8. So the clear blue skies, but chilly, but not cold, you know. In autumn, it's just a little bit too warm in the country now. Yay. Wow. Excuse me. It's cold in the house, okay? Yay, global warming. But, you know, the spring is where I get the kind of weather I like. Question 12. If you could wake up tomorrow and be fluent in another language, which language would it be and why? Japanese. Easy. I want to enjoy my anime properly. And there's something very... I find Japanese very beautiful to listen to. Probably because of the associations I have with it. But I would love to be able to speak it. And read it. My goodness me. As a native English speaker, I imagine it would be very, very tricky to learn, because that's not how my mind has worked since birth. You know, having a symbol to represent a sound or a word or an idea, as opposed to a symbol simply representing a letter. So if I could magically wake up knowing Japanese, that'd be great. Thank you, universe, please. And thank you. Question 13. Are you a morning shower or a night shower person? Morning shower. I'm a morning shower because I wake up, I do whatever exercise I'm doing for that day, I get very, very sweaty, and I can't go through my entire day like that. So I will do all of that, I'll do my meditation, and then I'll go have a shower, and it's yummy. Obviously, if I get gross during the course of the day, I'll have another shower, but most of my grossness is restricted to the morning. 14. Would you consider yourself a don't knock it till you try it person in bed? Yes, with notable exceptions. There are very specific things that I do not want to try. And there are things that I now have tried, either directly or obliquely, and I never want to try them again. For the rest, yeah, you don't know what you like until you give it a go, do you? I mean, there's stuff I've discovered that I now quite like that I wouldn't have known about if I hadn't tried them. So there you go. Try things, people. It's not scary. 15. Not a question. Just say something nice about yourself. This, I feel like this really shouldn't be as hard as it is. Pressure. I have a nice smile. Yeah, that'll do. Fuck. That was so difficult. Quick, move on. 16. Say you've had a really stressful and crappy day. What do you do to unwind after? Eat. Which is so bad. But I will eat or I will crochet. And it quite literally is one or the other. I cannot do both. If I'm eating, I do not want the crap I'm eating to get on my yarn because that's gross. And since I give away a lot of my crochet, that's bad. And if I'm crocheting, I want to focus on that. So I tend to listen to something as well. Where am I up to? Excuse me, let me have a cup of tea. Yeah. Tea is cold, but it's still delicious. 17. What are your top three favorite movies? I don't remember this question. Wait a second. Oh. Okay. Bram Stoker's Dracula by Francis Ford Coppola. Because that's amazing. Dead Again by Kenneth Branagh. And, tricky. I don't know. Am I going to have to cut this so I can have a quick peep at my DVD collection? Oh, God. The film with, Norton, the guy, right, he was in Fight Club, but not Brad Pitt, the other one, the Norton guy, right, he did a film, what was it called? It's so good, I could watch it again and again, he was amazing. Edward Norton, right, that's his name is Edward Norton, and he did a film about, okay, his character was suffering from multiple personalities, and he was seeing a therapist to try and pinpoint exactly what the fuck was going on, and there were all sorts of issues with what side of his personality had done what, and the twist ending was just spectacular. And I'm really annoyed that I can't remember what it was called, because I would watch that movie day in, day out. It was amazing. But those three, I made it there eventually. That one with Edward Norton, Dead Again, Kenneth Branagh and Francis Ford Coppola's Dracula. There we go. I love those movies. That was really hard. 18. Is there anything in particular you do in order to get in the mood for recording or writing? No. Not really. I wait for the house to be empty, or at least for people to be asleep, and then I get on with it. I make sure I have a cup of tea, because tea is important, and that I have chocolate, which is what this is. A friend sent me this chocolate, actually. It's a... wait, what is this? It's Terry's Chocolate Orange, but it's a bar, which I've never seen before. And it's got cranberry in it. It's really nice. Approximately 4 portions per tablet. I think not. Sorry, I probably shouldn't have put that in my mouth while I'm talking. Chocolate mouth. But no, not really. Creative output is kind of my job, and you don't really get in the mood to do your job. You just do your job. So I just do my job. 19. If you could own any mythical creature as a pet, which one would you pick? Right, I remember this question because I was listening to someone else answer it when I was working home. And I had all these different ideas, and I was like, no, I want a cabbit, right? Sorry, I still have chocolate on my tongue. Excuse me. I want a cabbit, right? And for those of you who don't know what a cabbit is, let me take you through this, okay? There's an anime I watched years and years ago called Tenshi Muyo, okay? And I don't remember all the details. I just remember that there was this poor kid called Tenshi, and he ended up being pretty much stalked by this space pirate alien type thing who he stumbled upon by accident, and she just ended up hanging out in his house and whatever. But she had a cabbit, right? It wasn't called a cabbit. It's called Ryoki, right? But when you look at the fandom, they call it a cabbit because it kind of looks like a cross between a cat and a rabbit. So I thought, well, that's pretty cool. But the thing about this cabbit, right, is it's the most adorable cat-sized bunny thing. It's got really big, fluffy ears. Well, the fluff is on the inside of the ears, and they kind of flop down. It's got a cat-like shape, you know, and it moves like a cat and whatnot. But this thing turns into a spaceship. It's a spaceship, and the kind of fluffy animal form of this creature is just kind of like how it spends its downtime. And when you need it, you can turn your pet into a spaceship and then go flying off. And I'm like, that is the most amazing thing. I want a cabbit because it could turn into a spaceship. So if you don't know Tenshi Muyo, just go look it up, or just go look for Cabot or Ryoki. I'm telling you, it's spectacular. And I want one. It's the best thing ever. 20. What's your go-to movie watching snack / candy? Crisps. It's got to be savoury. I'm not really into sweet things when I'm watching telly. I like crisps. And I think my most recent vice, in fact, I have dog packet down here, hang on, because I was watching Twitch. So this is Walker's Max Double Crunch Bold BBQ ribs flavor. 2 times the crunch. They're really, really nice. And I've not not actual size, it's written on the packet. They're reasonably new. I like them. They've got a decent kind of meaty taste, if you like, but they're not overpowering and they're not stupidly spicy either, so that's really nice. And even though it's barbecue rib flavor, it's suitable for vegetarians, so it's probably never seen meat in its life. That's terrible. But yes, crisps. I like crisps. If I'm being boring, then salt and vinegar, like very specifically salt and vinegar kettle chips with a sour cream and onion dip. Oh, I think I need to go to the shop. Oh, that sounds great right about now. Okay, yep, so that was that. That was easy. Okay. My God, I've been talking for ages. I need to speed this up. 21. Are you more extroverted or introverted in person? I am the very definition of introverted, which will probably surprise you hearing me natter like this. But seriously, face-to-face, people-to-people interaction is... Oh, I broke the fishing rod. Stupid Minecraft. Okay. Is physically and mentally exhausting for me. If I'm not prepared for it, I get so tired that I very literally have to return to my space to recharge. And I believe that's the definition of being an introvert. I really need the time to recharge by myself. But it's really irritating because I love being around people. I just find it knackering. But yes, that's a creeper. No. Let's go this way. I love being around people, but it's exhausting. So very introverted. 22. Was your first kiss actually a good... Was anyone's first kiss a good one? No. No, it wasn't. Part of me wants to say it was awful, but that's not really fair. It definitely wasn't good. No, creeper, no. In my house. No. Oh, he's looking at me through the window. Oh, you bastard. Stay away from me. Bad creeper. I think I'll sleep. Make it daytime. My first kiss was not a good one. there's no way to sugarcoat that. It was just not. It was an older guy, and I wasn't entirely sure exactly how I felt about it at the time. And I was on my way home, and I was stressed because I was supposed to be at home and hadn't made it home yet. And he's like, "Yeah, could I have a kiss?" I'm like, "Oh, I don't know." And he's like, "Yeah, go on." I'm like, "Okay." And I just remember tongue and sloppiness and bad breath and dude, this is unpleasant for me. No, it was not a good one. 23. Other than basic things like your wallet, phone, etc., is there something you try not to leave home without? If so, what is it? Pen and paper. Obviously, yes, I have my phone and I can do whatever I want with my phone, but I've got frog in my throat here. I feel very uncomfortable, literally uncomfortable, if I don't have a means to write things down. Sometimes you just need to write stuff down, okay? And you can do it on your phone, but what if your phone has a dead battery or something? Then you can't do it, you know? So you need an alternative. And you can't really screw up pen and paper, you know? So there have been instances where I'm halfway, down my street and I've gone, you know, because I swapped my bag over and I didn't bring my notebook. I'm like, nope, and I've gone back to get my notebook. Because I wanted to have pen and paper on me at all times. 24. What is a non-sexual act someone can do that you find very attractive? Dance. I was going to say, there's this little thing that's kind of left over from when I was a teenager. The ability to lift one eyebrow. I don't know what it is. I really don't know why, but I find it ridiculously sexy, probably because I can't do it, right? Dancing. I love dancers. What is more sexy than a dancer? I mean, really? Really? Dancers are hot. And that is a surefire way to get my attention. Be a good dancer. God, it's so sexy. 25. Name a song you never get tired of hearing. That changes a lot. But right now, sorry, I just need to shoot this spider before it tries to eat me. Be dead. And you. Bad creeper. No. I said no. Just die. That sounded horribly violent. I apologize. It's a video game. There's a song. It's a cover, so I feel a bit guilty. But it's a version of a track by... Actually, I don't know who sings the original. Ah, crap. I should probably check that. But it's a cover that Pentatonix did. Pentatonix is an acapella group. Four lads, one woman. They are spectacular, by the way. If you've not heard them or had a chance to experience their music, check them out. They are the shit. But there's a track they sing called Gold, which is just stunning. Oh, and there's another one called Aha. And I have listened to those on loops before because they're just both so good. And I realised that was two songs and that's a bit cheaty, but I don't care. Suck it. Yep, so those. And question... Oh, no, that's it. Hey, we made it to the end. Lovely jubbly. So there you go. Those are my answers to Bunny's Being Nosy questionnaire. I hope that suited your nosy desires, Bunny. And I hope the rest of y'all enjoyed listening. I'm going to go now because that video must have finished rendering by now. And I need to put it on YouTube because today is Safe for Work video day. So, bye everyone! Speak soon!